Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Governor Kim Reynolds will give a live address to Iowans about COVID-19 at 6:05 tonight. A news release from her office says Reynolds will announce new steps to fight the virus. The speech will air on Siouxland Public Media and on Iowa PBS. Leaders at the University of Iowa representing students, faculty, and staff are asking Iowa's Board of Regents, which govern public universities in the state, to push Governor Reynolds to take more action against COVID-19. And the state's largest teachers union today says schools should be allowed to go online until coronavirus infections subside without seeking approval from Iowa education officials. More than 40 school districts are currently operating under temporary virtual learning waivers from the Iowa Department of Education. Many are struggling to staff classrooms and bus routes because of the number of workers in quarantine. Three more Woodbury County residents with the coronavirus have died, and that brings the county's COVID-19 death toll to 108. They were all men between the ages of 61 and 80 and confirmed the addition of 142 new cases of the virus. Woodbury County has had more than 9,000 total cases of the virus, according to state statistics. In northeast Nebraska, Dakota County added 62 new cases, and there are 92 people with COVID-19 hospitalized at either Mercy One Siouxland Medical Center or Unity Point Health St. Luke's, according to Siouxland District Health, and that's two more than yesterday. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.